Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Roddy DeBalsi, always with the great walk-up music from UGASports.com. Roddy, how are you?
Get pad.
I'm doing fine, man. We had a little Kevin Gates in a celebration for that Georgia offensive line who played, you know, five guys who played every snap for the Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. See Warren Brinson out there doing his thing. Mykel Williams is back, you know, being Mykel Williams. And Smile Mundon, who had a heck of a game. I mean, that guy was just everywhere. And again, this is a going into that game last week, I was expecting Georgia to lose. I picked them to win, but right towards the kickoff, I get into my Larry Munson funk, and they came out, and that's first three drives, I'm like, oh my God. See, I knew this was going to happen. I knew they were going to get their butts kicked. And then all of a sudden, you get one play to Dominic Lovett, the pass down the, down the field, and they just flipped the switch, and this is a different football team when they're healthy. I mean, we've talked about it, against Alabama and Ole Miss. When you're missing Mykel Williams, you're missing Smile Mundon, you're missing Tate Ratledge, all these preseason All-SEC guys, and when they needed them the most, they showed up. So, but for me, the most important, most impressive part was watching, some guys come in and play the entire game, very little rotation, and Georgia, we said last week they just got to do their job, and they did it last week. So they walk away, they're back in the playoffs and got a much easier game this week, and I guess they get to close out with Tech. So very, very happy for how that turned out, because I don't know that the fan base could have handled a third loss.
Talking about that offensive line, we saw Ernest Green was not in the starting lineup. Was it more performance or health?
It's health. He's got an arm issue. Okay. He was fighting it against Ole Miss. He wasn't as good as he could have been. So they basically kept him out. And I thought Monroe Freeling did a heck of a job. Now, I've been one of the people who said Monroe has, when he first came in, I'm like, this kid has all the top-tier qualities that you want, size, strength, everything. But he's just not mean enough. He's just too nice a guy. He's not nasty enough. But, you play over there enough, backing up Xavier Truss, you learn how to get mean. Xavier Truss is one of those nasty guys on the field. So a leader like that to teach him how to kind of you get beat on the edge a couple times, you learn to get nastier. So he's now playing like he should. And you have to think about this. How many guys on that line are they going to lose?
Right.
A lot of those guys are going to be gone. So you want to see Daniel Calhoun, Jamal Merriweather, Monroe Freeling, those guys do their thing. Jared Wilson, playing center, remember Georgia lost him a good chunk of the year, too.
Yep.
He went out in that game, ran a guy down in the flats, and laid him out.
He chokeslammed
him. We talked about his speed.
Speaking of mean.
He chokeslammed him.
But, again, you want some guys, you want them to have that kind of nastiness because, you played against them, by the third, fourth quarter, you're like, man, I'm tired of getting thrown around by this guy. I'm tired of these guys just kicking my butt. I'm going to let that guy hit the corner. I'm not going out there anymore. So you made him quit, and that's what happened. That's why Georgia was able to pull away.
That's the best game they've played as a unit, for sure, those five guys. The best game Beck's played, too. And like you said, part of it was due to injury, guys being unavailable. Do you think, though, because they played so well, that Kirby might just stick with that group and not – I know this week and next week might be different, but when they do play another big-time game, whether it's in the playoff or the SEC championship game, could that change Kirby's mentality on the offensive line a little bit?
I'm going to take the weasel way out and say I don't know.
Well,
and the reason I base that is, We don't. A lot of the times when guys are injured, when they come back, their spot's waiting on them. Kirby's done that.
Yeah.
But he's also taking a guy out. Hey, go back to Jacob Eason. Jacob Eason was healthy. Why did he pull Jake Fromm? Jake Fromm was young, you know, his first year. And Kirby's like, nope, we're going to stick with this guy. It's working. So a lot of that is determined in practice when those guys come back, you know, how healthy are they? How do they perform in practice? They grade every snap in practice. And if a guy comes back and they still think that he's got the best chance to win, then they'll go with him. But if the new guy comes in, he's like, hey, this is working great. We're going to stick with this. So in other words, he doesn't have a hard and fast rule either. And I've asked him this specifically. I'm like, do you have one by position or do you have one by, is it by the player itself? Mm. And he goes, no, it's just, it is a sliding scale as to what they're going to do with. But, I mean, I think you could definitely stick with what worked last week and finish out against Tech. But at the same time, if you knee earn the screen in the playoffs, you want him to not play for a month. That's kind of dicey there. So, mm-hmm.
Rod, tell
I just don't know.
Rod, tell me about this kid Nitro, man, because you saw some potential. And obviously, you know, Dylan Bell goes out, so a next man up or whatever, he goes in and plays a little plays, has some nice releases. Well, I mean, because we were talking yesterday about the game tomorrow. Don't get hurt, and let's see some of these young guys. He's one of the young guys I want to see.
Nitro's great. I mean, you saw that release on the mm-hmm. line. But he did flatten out. He didn't move over to the flats like he's supposed to. He kept a little too much on the hash for his on that route. But, yeah, I mean, he cooked that DB. And you're like, okay. Now, that takes a while to learn, and he's doing it as a true freshman. And Georgia has a really good freshman class. I mean, they played 9 true freshmen out there. You know, Chris Cole is going to be a superstar, and there's no question it. But Nitro Tuggle is one to watch. He's electric with the ball in his hands. He's kind of like, remember how everybody got excited every time they saw Anthony Evans, number 5 last year?
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Can he get that right? Can we get him the ball on offense a little bit more?
You can, but of course he's got a hamstring issue, so so he's kind of banged up. But you know, it's that kind of quick twitch, just speed. And I know folks haven't seen a whole lot of him, but also look for Sakovi White. You know, when we would go see this kid in high school, my recruiting guys, Jed May, would come back and go, "We have him way, way, way too underranked. We got to get this guy higher in the rankings. He's just that different." So Georgia didn't sign him. Bunch of top wide receivers in this signing class. You know, they got 3 in the transfer portal, but Sakovi White, Nitro Tuggle, they are very, very twitchy, electric, evasive. But just like Anthony Evans, they got to learn their routes, they got to learn their releases, they got to learn their responsibilities. You know, got to learn to block, you got to learn to help out your run game a little bit. So we're seeing that now that they've had 9-10 games in. They're maturing. They're going to be on the field, and look for those two guys. Look for White and Tuggle on the field because that's your future. You're also going to lose a lot of wide receivers this year. Mm-hmm. So.
Rodney DeBalsi joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking some Georgia football from UGASports.com as he always does on Fridays at 11:40. Look, Georgia's played their SEC games. They went 6-2. They've done what they've done in the conference. A lot of different scenarios over the next couple of weeks could have Georgia done in the SEC or playing in the SEC championship game. Where do you stand on that conversation and what Georgia should want?
I've been standing on a soapbox for the last few days, and it kind of hurts my impartiality because I sound like a Georgia homer, but I'm just kind of very irritated with the playoff committee putting Georgia at 10, you know, especially considering who they have above them. And it's not because I want Georgia to move up, you know, that will have no effect on whether or not they're into the SEC championship.
Right.
But I think if you play the schedule that Georgia played and you're 3-2 against top 20 opponents, that should matter for something. I do not want Georgia to play in the SEC championship. When they came out with the playoffs, I said it right off the bat. And this is, I'm not trying to say I saw it first, but I did see it early, that it would behoove a team to avoid the SEC championship game, but to host. I don't want them to be on the road playing at Happy Valley, you know, in 30-degree weather on December 20th. If you can get another home game, then, hey, get a little more recruiting, you know, you get a shot in the arm from the program. But I've been against the SEC championship for years, mainly because I didn't see any upside to it. And then, of course, last year happened, and they lose the SEC championship, get kicked out completely. I'm like, wait a minute. They were, you know, not exactly wire to wire, but they were pretty much, you know,
pretty
the
much.
Number one team all year. And you drop them to six. And this year, you know, you lose a game and they drop you from 3 to 12. I'm like, what is it about Georgia that they get dropped more than anybody? We've seen some other highly ranked teams. They drop, but they drop 4 points, 5 points, 6 points. Nobody's dropped 9 yet. So I'm like, wait a minute. This is sketchy. So playing in the SEC championship is not – there is no upside. Yeah, maybe you win that title, but Nick Saban himself said, look, there were 2 years that we did not play in the SEC title, but we won national championships. There's not. I know the guys would love the ring. Kirby will play in it. He knows how hard it is to win the SEC championship. But I guarantee you, no one will care that he didn't play in the SEC championship if he makes it deep into the playoffs and wins the title.
Job of the Ward.
Yeah, Randy's convinced that Ward Manuel is anti-UGA.
Yeah, Job of the Ward.
He's standing in between Georgia and a higher ranking.
Job of the Ward.
He does not seem to. Here's my biggest problem is you have that shifting criteria. Well, you know, people say you just got to win your games. And I went on Twitter and said, well, just win your games is a great argument if you ignore the fact that, you know, my schedule is 10 times harder than somebody else's. Mm-hmm. If it's just win your games, why is Army not in the top five?
I agree with that.
Well, if they beat Notre Dame on tomorrow, then they won't be in the top five, but they might find
exactly
in the playoff.
They'll have won all their games.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah. No, I know.
You can't tell me that Indiana wouldn't get boat raced by Georgia right now.
It probably would. I know. It's ridiculous. It's very frustrating. The good thing is there's still some games to be played, and a lot of it will figure itself out. But, yeah, it seems like where Georgia sits right now, it sounds like you're kind of in the same boat. It seems like they'll probably avoid the SEC championship game and get that first-round home game, which, you know, you'd like to have the bye, but if you can't...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have a bye. It's nice to have that home game.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if you're the SEC championship loser and you do make it in, but which is not guaranteed, as we've seen last year.
Right. Then you play a million games.
Right. So you play that game. Now you don't have a bye, and you got to play again in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Whereas if Georgia, you know, they end with Tech, they got 3 weeks before December 20th to play that first game.
Yep.
And I don't know, they'll probably be on the road the way they are right now, but ideally you would hope. That's why I thought Georgia should be moved up. I'm not saying that you can't. You know, they have to be in front of Ole Miss or Alabama. I get those. But at the same time, having Notre Dame as high as they are with that bad loss and having Indiana as high as they are with that bad loss, I'm like, this is ridiculous. And you can tell me it's all going to work out. But as we've seen, if you start out in the back of the pack and the other teams don't lose or the teams you need to lose don't, you're still in the back of the pack. And all of a sudden you're on the road December 20th instead of hosting a game, even though your schedule shows you deserve to host.
No doubt. Roddy, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Roddy, I'll see you there, UGASports.com. And a lot of it will work itself out, but some of it won't.
Some of it won't,